It's M. Shell here with another fantastic band on Max Inc. Heavy, featuring Frost Taylor and Zach Barnhart of Now It's Dark. Now, I'm a little ashamed to admit I'm new to this band, so I'm excited to learn more about them along with those of you who are in the same boat. As for the fans, you're way ahead of us and should be excited too. Frost and Zach, thank you so much for taking time for this interview.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited to have you guys. So tell me a little bit about Now It's Dark, what kind of music you play and where you're from.
So we are kind of a combination of hard rock, metal, and a little bit of punk. We kind of jump all over the place a little bit with genre. And we are from just outside of Chicago, so the suburbs.
Not too far away at all. So do you guys get up to Wisconsin pretty often, though?
Yeah, we do. I've got a lot of family up in Wisconsin, and I've been a part of kind of the central and southern Wisconsin scenes for a long time in different bands. So we make sure we go up there at least, you know, every couple months is usually what we do. So we're playing the back bar on March 15th up there in Janesville. And we're playing Marshfield in April as well. So got a couple ones coming up out your way.
Yeah, absolutely. I love Backbar. I've gone to many shows there. Good people out there for sure. So how long have you guys been a band?
All right. So as a live band with actual members, just under a year. But so this kind of started as a project that I had started with just a couple of my buddies that I hired to, you know, do production and play guitar for me. I was fed up with finding a band and, you know, having everybody quit on me or not being able to start. So I said, it, and I'm going to write an album. And I started that about 4 years ago. So like the project has been, you know, in the works for 4 years, but as like an actual band about a year.
Zach, how long have you been with the band then?
Since like October was when I officially started. You know, I played a few shows with them as a rhythm guitar player, and you know, through all the lineup changes and all that, I switched to bass, and then, you know, our new guitar player is a good friend of mine and coworker, and you know, he took that spot up. You know, and here we are now.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like things are going really well for you guys. You release an album in the fall. Tell me about your release party.
Yeah, it was really cool. We had a bunch of our friends actually, you know, playing the show. It was funny. I actually found a old flyer from about like 5-6 years ago, and it was basically all the same people, different bands, obviously. But it was literally the same exact show that we played about 5 years ago, like in October as well. So it was pretty cool that was our album release. You know, that, you know, I've known these people for, you know, however long in the scene. That was definitely cool. We had a really good turnout. You know, Spruce City definitely took care of us. It was a pretty full house. You know, sold a lot of CDs. We actually have to order more, which is pretty cool. And we went through so many so quickly. I was not expecting that. The response has been really cool. Spotify has been great as well on that, just, you know, starting with the release party. And it's actually maintained up until now, which, I, you know, is pretty cool for us to see that. You know, a lot of times you get the giant jumps and then the drop-offs and stuff, but it's been pretty consistent. I would say that, you know, the release party was definitely a success just based off of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't base success off of Spotify. It's a whole different animal.
Oh yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so where did you guys record this album?
So we recorded with my friend Marco Abaya. He has a little studio in his basement that he calls the Audio Lounge. I've known this guy for years and years. We used to work together. So when I was doing an album, you know, we hit him up, and, you know, he jumped on board immediately. So that's really where everything was recorded. We did some drums, at a couple different locations. We went to Rough Draft Rocks out in Palatine, to do a couple songs there. So kind of bounced around, but for the most part, it was just in Marco's basement.
That's awesome. What have some of the challenges that you guys have faced while recording an album?
Oh man, so a lot. It took me about 4 years to get this, you know, actually written, recorded, and out. So, you know, constant challenges, just COVID hit right in the middle of it. So that was huge. You know, we couldn't really do anything for most of that year, unfortunately. So, you know, it was kind of just me and the guitar player I hired to help me write, just kind of phone calls and, you know, video chats and stuff like that, you know, going over it, which is really hard to write over video chat, especially if you don't have great audio. So that was definitely a challenge. So it was just a lot of remote work. Also just, I, you know, am a fairly new vocalist, and, you know, a lot of things that I would come across is that I would improve, and then I'd go back and listen to the tapes and be like, this is terrible, I got to redo it. So we did that about like 10 times. So definitely just a lot of re-recording and a lot of schedule issues and, you know, COVID getting in the way.
Yeah, that definitely threw a wrench in, I think, everybody's life for a while. So that's definitely common story. So from what I understand, yeah. Zach included, is you have new members in the band, and you guys just played a first show with these guys. How did that go? I hear it went well.
Yeah, it was really awesome. We played with From Ashes to Embers on their EP release, and the venue was, I don't know if we actually sold out, if we were near sold out. There were about 310 people, so I don't know what that is in capacity terms for Rock House, but we were very close to sold out, if not sold out. So that was awesome, you know, just to have that, all locals on the bill, which, you know, it's huge for local music to have that happen. You know, just, again, a lot of great friends, a lot of people who, you know, had seen us play before coming out, you know, and getting to see the new guys play. You know, of course, they were, like, blown away. Our new guitar player, his name's Spidey, he is, like, he's a guitar wizard. He's just riffing and soloing and just improvising, like, constantly, like, in between the songs and stuff, and just honestly, like, blowing me away, let alone, you know, the crowd. So it was really awesome. It was a great show, you know, great first show, especially for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's huge. Zach, how do you feel about that?
No, it was a really good show. You know, the biggest crowd I've played in front of in the short time I've been with them. You know, to hear, you know, people sing our songs is also really cool, and to get those big pops at the end of our set and songs was, you know, was something really special to me.
Absolutely. That's a huge part of why, from what I understand, musicians love to make music, connect with those fans, and it's all about the human experience, you know?
Exactly.
So where can we find you guys? How can we find out about your upcoming shows and stay in touch with Now It's Dark?
So we're on Spotify, we're on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's Now It's Dark, no apostrophe. No apostrophe, so don't get us confused. There's another band from Texas with an apostrophe. That is not us. And Zach actually just put together a really cool website that, you know, is kind of our EPK, but it's also, you know, the best place to find out about everything. We've got all our dates on there. We're going to have ticket links. We're still working on a couple videos, but that's going to be our main place for all things Now It's Dark. It's nowitsdarkofficial.com.
Great. That's awesome. It sounds like you guys are everywhere, and definitely looking forward to catching you live, hopefully sometime soon. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely keep in touch with you guys, and have a wonderful, wonderful time out there making awesome music.